we get a roll call, please?
Joe?
Here.
Wentz?
Here.
Donaldson?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Smith? Absent. Cable?
Here.
Couser? Absent.
Okay, thanks. Next item is approval of the agenda. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda today? If not, then the agenda will stand approved. How about the minutes? Any changes or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved. All right, we are up to public comment time. This is the time for members of the public to offer comments concerning matters that are not scheduled to be heard tonight. So these are any issues you might want to raise that are not planned for discussion this evening. Any comments for the public? Very good. Seeing none, we'll move on. We're already up to new business. Subdivision 04-15, Pleasant Grove Subdivision. We will turn it over to the staff for a presentation.
All right, so my name's Andrew. I don't think I've met most of you, but I'm the intern for planning and development. I'm stepping in for Ryan today since he has a sick kid. So if you have any questions, I'll do the best I can to answer them. Otherwise, Kristen might be able to help me out a little bit. But yeah, let's get started. All right, so this is the Pleasant Grove subdivision. The property owner is the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. It's an area of land located north of 170th Street, approximately 700 feet west of Interstate 35, in the northwest corner of Milford Township. It's approximately 31.03 gross acres, and it's classified as residential, and the land use framework map designates it as a natural resources area, and the city within 2 miles is none, although Gilbert is a little over 3 miles. And here's a map of the property, including the surrounding property owners. And yeah, Gilbert is just approximately 3 miles west on 170th Street. The nature of the request, this application is to consider a minor subdivision of plat 1, of plat of one parcel into 2 lots and 1 outlot in the agricultural district and the Greenbelt Conservation Zoning District. And outlot A, currently in a conservation easement, will be deeded to Story County Conservation after the subdivision. The remainder will serve as the ground for a future church expansion of Pleasant Grove Church on lot 1 and lot 2. Of lot 1 and lot 2 will serve to expand the boundaries of the Milford Township Cemetery. The subdivision is being reviewed as a minor subdivision plat. The Planning and Zoning Commission provides a recommendation only on minor plats to the Board of Supervisors, and the zoning is agriculture, and it's in the Greenbelt Conservation District. And here's just a map of plat. And because there's no development proposed with this subdivision, much of the site planning standards of Chapter 88 do not apply. And based off the staff's review, it appears that this plat meets all applicable requirements to be processed as a minor subdivision plat. And the staff recommends approval of the proposed subdivision. And these are the comments from the interagency review team. From the auditor conservation, the survey addresses our concerns from the first time we saw it, and we had no additional comments. Comments from the general public, notifications were mailed out to surrounding property owners regarding the subject hearing on the subdivision request on July 17, 2015. And comments from the floodplain management program. The property is located in a special flood hazard area as defined by FEMA. As such, the requirements of the floodplain management ordinance are not applicable. The Story County Planning and Zoning may consider the following alternatives. The Story County Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the minor subdivision plat as put forth in case 0415 to the Story County Board of Supervisors, and direct staff to place this item on the August 18, 2015 Board of Supervisors agenda. The Story County Planning and Zoning Commission recommends conditional approval of the minor subdivision plat as put forth in case 0415 to the Story County Board of Supervisors, and direct staff to place this item on August 15, 2015 Board of Supervisors agenda. The Story County Planning and Zoning Commission recommends denial of the minor subdivision plat as put forth in case 0415. The Story County Board of Supervisors and direct staff to place this item on the August 18, 2015 Board of Supervisors agenda. And the Story County Planning and Zoning Commission delays decision on the minor subdivision plat as put forth in case 0415 and requests the applicant and or staff further review and or modify the application and direct staff to place this item on the September 2nd, 2015 Planning and Zoning Commission agenda under old business. That concludes the presentation.
Can you kind of issue a backup a couple of slides?
Yeah.
Just forward one more, two more actually. Comments from the floodplain management program. Just to clarify, should that say the property is not located in a special flood hazard area?
On the map, it is in a special flood hazard area, but it's just in the northwest corner of the property. It's just a small sliver of it. I think that's just a mistake.
Okay.
Presentation.
Right. Just a portion of one of the lots.
Yeah.
One portion of the property. Okay. Any questions from the commission or Andrew?
Just one. Do you feel that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted by the applicant?
I believe so.
Any other questions? Okay. If there's someone representing the applicant who would like to present to the commission, you're welcome to it this time. We don't have the podium pulled out. Okay, yeah, maybe just step up to the table here. Do we have a mic over there, Kristen?
Yep, those are on the table.
Terrific. Yeah, just have a seat by Andrew over here and share whatever you'd like with us. Please state your name and address for the record.
Ross Baxter, Land Project Specialist with the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, address 505 Fifth Avenue, Suite 444, Des Moines, 50309. I represent the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, and this subdivision has stemmed out of kind of a long process where we worked with the prior landowners with the last name of Brotherson, who owned the property, and we're talking with the Pleasant Grove Church and the cemetery and trying to work with them on potentially getting them some property where they can go forth and build a fellowship area. So kind of a hall that they could utilize outside of the church. And we, along with the Story County Conservation Board, hold a conservation easement on the property that protects Outlot A that you see from any development, but allowed a single-family residence where the survey of lot 1 and lot 2 are currently. But we're amending that easement to disallow the single-family residence and allow the fellowship hall because we believe that's a net neutral or potentially a net gain in conservation for the area. And so working with the Pleasant Grove Church, which there are some representatives here today, we went forward with a subdivision where they'll purchase lot 1 and lot 2 and then at a time in the future work with the township on that potential cemetery addition. And then once that's completed, we'll transfer Outlot A, the majority of the property, to the County Conservation Board for their management and to be part of the green belt there in that area. Any questions?
Anything else you'd like to know?
I think that sums it up pretty well.
Okay. Thanks. Great.
Right. Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to comment on the proposal? One way or the other.
If you have any questions, you can answer a question or two. You said everything you need to say.
All right, thanks. Any questions for the applicant from either the asset or not?
No, you can.
From the Planning Commission? Okay. Final questions for staff? I would entertain a motion on this proposal.
I'll make a motion that we accept alternate one. I don't have to read it, do I? Okay. Alternate one to approve it. Send it to the Board of Supervisors.
I second.
Great. We have a motion by Miller and a second by Wentz to adopt alternative number one, recommending approval to the Board of Supervisors. Can we get a roll call vote, please?
Donaldson?
Yes.
Steele?
Yes.
Cable?
Yes.
Wendt?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Motion is approved. So your proposal will move on to the Board of Supervisors, and you can work with the staff to understand the time of that.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, that is our only new business item. So we have no old business. We are already up to comments. Staff have any comments for us tonight?
I do not.
Deb looks like she has a comment.
Deb.
Good afternoon. I'm probably a new face to many of you. My name is Deb Schildroth, and I am the Director of External Operations and County Services for Story County. That's a relatively new role that the county has created, and one of the things that I do is I work with five of the county departments, and one of those departments is planning and development, and I'm here to deliver some good news this afternoon, and that is we have hired a new planning and development director. His name is Jerry Moore. He comes to us from Polk County Public Works, where he's been a planner for 16 years, and he will be starting employment with the county next Tuesday on August 18th. So I'm sure we will be making sure that everybody gets a chance to meet him, and he's very anxious and excited about the opportunity and is looking forward to digging in and working with all of you on the planning and zoning issues here in Story County. Are there any questions or comments for me?
In your new position, who all reports to you? What departments?
What departments? Animal Control, Planning and Development, Community Services, which is the department I came from, Veterans Affairs, and Engineering Secondary Roads.
Who doesn't report?
There are some departments, information technology,
IT.
Yep, and facilities. And our HR director, Alyssa Wignall, has those two departments reporting to her. The departments that were not affected by this change are those departments that have elected officials. Yep, good question.
Busy lady.
Lots to learn. And I, this is my first planning and zoning commission meeting, so I appreciate.
We're not too much.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, maybe so far.
Okay. Other than a situation like this, do you expect to be interacting with the planning commission much in the future?
I think time will tell. I really want to lean on the planning and development staff to guide that. I mean, they're experts in this, you're experts in this, and I'm certainly here to learn and be a resource and support the efforts as much as possible.
Okay.
And Andrew did a wonderful job this afternoon.
Great. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Deb? All right. Marvin, just in time.
Are you ready for my favorite motion?
Yeah, we have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Well, thank you. We have a second. Gary. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. We stand adjourned.
Excellent. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.